Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
This your boy Thecker Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
Hey, look here. I'm going to make your picture, right? You need to call me. I got some real nice for you. It'll make your toes curl. Call me.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast episode 362. This your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, and the last, a.k.a. Mr. Rowdy Potty Piper. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the problematic yet well-spoken, the always be shopping, Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and the a.k.a. my most favorite one of them all. You can find it on your t-shirt. Check out the website. None other than your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Look for the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. We out there, so just look for the Frocast, follow it, like it, whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Let's build the reputation up. The easiest thing you can do for us is tell somebody, reblog it, repost it, you know, share it. If you're feeling a little more giving than that, you know, we do have the Patreon at that you can join and support all things Nappy Afro. You get exclusive content on the Patreon, so, you know, look into that if you want to. You can join for as little as a dollar. Another way you can give some support is call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Hit the voicemail up, leave a message, and we'll play it on the show, man. So those are all the ways that you can help the Fro. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be a friend of the Fro, you know what I'm saying? Tell Beezy we want this shirt, the Friend of the Fro shirts. We want that in the shop. So, you know, that's the next shirt. And we got a whole lot of stuff coming up since we seeing y'all like shirts. So maybe it's just summertime. I don't know. But, hey, we appreciate all of y'all going to the Nappy Afro store and copping something. You know what I'm saying? But
appreciate you.
As always, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good, you know. I ain't going to complain. So
I see you sporting your grade as your motherfucking grade shirt today.
Yes, I did. Wore it to the job. A couple of people got a little laugh out of it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, no. Students was around, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You got to wear it on finals. That's when you really showing out. You wear it during finals. Like when grades are in and ain't nothing to talk about. That's the day you wear that shirt and see if you keep that same energy. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, the people gonna know what it is.
I mean, I'm just saying, once the grade go on that board, that's when you throw on your shirt and be like, don't even say nothing. Let them know. Like, your grade is your motherfucking grade. Get out of my face.
Well, nobody,
no explanations.
Nobody got to try me, but they know what it is.
Oh, okay, I got you.
They know what I be about.
That's what's up. Well, let's go ahead and get into this outline. Got a lot to do, not a lot of time. So let's start from the top. Smart or dumb? This is what I want to know, Queen Germ. So according to this news that I'm reading, a Pinellas County Dunkin' Donut manager was arrested for grand theft this week after police say she hired a fake employee to pocket more money for herself. Pinellas Park police arrested 29-year-old Markia Nelson Monday morning. It says she was a manager at a Dunkin' Donuts. She hired a fictitious person on May 15th. And from May 16th through July 6th, they say Nelson punched in and punched out a fake employee, logging a total of 235 hours. The report says the fake employee was earning $8.65 an hour and earned a total of $1,610.84. They say Nelson direct deposited the money into her own account. She later admitted to police that she did it and used the money for life expenses. Good excuse. She was charged with grand theft and booked to the Pinellas County Jail. Wow, she has been released. So, was that smart or was that dumb?
I'ma always say it's dumb when you get your ass caught up.
Yes, sir.
So, if you were smart, we wouldn't be talking about you. So, you got to be dumb. But my question is the facts that have been laid out for us. Now, if we looking at the time span, I guess it's like a month and a half.
Yeah, it's almost a month and a half.
So if we looking at 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got the
235 hours to $8.65 an hour. That's the breakdown.
Well, no, I'm just trying to see if it's realistic that this person should have been able to do this in that time period. So if they was getting 40 hours for 6 weeks, then you about to that 235 point.
Yeah.
So that's fine, but I'm just saying, if you that pressed for some cash, you could have just been stealing out the drawer.
No, because then that would have been, you know, it took them six weeks to catch up with that scheme, so.
But that was no time.
Stealing out the drawer, they would have caught on to that quick.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
Well,
they would have noticed on there, like, whoa, sales are down. They look at, they get a report every Monday. They know sales supposed to hit around this number. All of a sudden, we see a dip in sales, $200. Like, whoa, what the hell going on?
But I'm just saying that, I mean, it still don't add up. I guess after taxes was taken out, yes. So she was paying the government.
Yeah.
She paid some taxes on it, so you ended up with the $1,600 because just straight out, no taxes.
I mean, why are you depositing in your own account, Miss Markia Nelson? What you do is you go get one of the Walmart cards and a green dot.
And load it up on one of them.
Yes. Then that way they don't know it's going into your own account. Like they.
So they know what it is. Like I said, she could have stole his money. I don't give a damn what you say.
I mean,
because
she could have
pulled that money in that same time period over them 6 weeks. You wouldn't have had no taxes. You wouldn't have had no paper trail. You could have been stealing $50 out of the register every night. Yes, you could have.
That's gonna show up.
You can't ring up something.
That's what I'm saying. But then now I'm looking at my reports and I'm knowing that on Mondays and Tuesdays I'm supposed to make X amount of dollars and I'm seeing a dip,
like,
and it's
said,
a trend. So, you know.
No matter what it is, you ain't supposed to be stealing. But if you're going to steal,
yeah.
You should be stealing right.
But for life expenses, I mean,
we all got them.
I think she could have did a little bit better and got away with it. Like, I mean, this like, for one, the employee worked too many hours. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't work 40 hours and nobody know who the fuck Gerard is. Like, yo, you work with Gerard yet? I mean, he always on the schedule. Like, I ain't seen this nigga. Like, motherfucker walk up in there, Gerard come to work today? Nah, he ain't coming. But they see Gerard, he punching the clock. So somebody, like, she should have had a little part-time and had the motherfucker working, like 10, 15, 20 hours. Like you said, slow it over time, you would have got more than 1600. Like, it might have been a year before they picked up on this guy that's only getting 15 hours a week. They might not know who that fucking is.
And it ain't being deposited into your same account that they already got on file as the account that they sending your check to.
She deposited. So, I mean, I guess she was getting a check and depositing. But still, the check was coming back. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess, you know what I'm saying, you know, when you deposit a check.
It's a direct deposit.
Oh, direct deposit? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, now she real stupid. Now, yeah, you deserve
to get caught. That's the same account they have on file for your check.
Oh, my God. It didn't take long for
them to catch that in HR saying, okay, you ain't kin to this person. Yeah. That's not your husband. That's not your whatever.
Yeah.
How y'all got the same account?
What's going on? Why are we getting money for two employees going to the same
account?
That's crazy.
So that's the red flag right there.
Mm.
So you better be glad that they caught it when they did because, you know, I mean, that's just dumb. Because if you wanted the money, you could have been still shit.
I mean, it was genius. It's genius if you're a manager to create a fake person and get a check, but you got.
You could have been selling them damn donuts out of there.
But then you can't, you're going to have lost product.
You're going to have lost product regardless.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. Y'all throwing shit away every night.
Okay, but still, that. But now I can't. You can't account for that. That's what I'm saying. You can account for the trail. Now, why are we throwing away so much stuff? See what I'm saying? It's like when you do that, that's too much of a paper trail. If you're gonna steal,
however you're gonna do it. But like I said, you gotta be pinching off of every end.
Yeah, you gotta be. But you know, don't do too much on one. You know, she was doing too much in one end. So, you know, I applaud you for the you know the geniusness of it. But it was just bad execution. Great, you drew up a great play. You just didn't follow through on it right. Like, you just, you know, you did something hastily, real fast. And, I mean, damn, you should at least hire the motherfucker to be that person to show up every once in a while. Like, yo, man, hey, bro, can you come work the shift today? Like, I just need to put a face in there.
She ain't care about that. Like I said, I feel like the people knew nothing. The people didn't come in there and shake down the place. They didn't question nobody. They saw in HR that this heifer number... This routing number and account number done showed same up twice. These people ain't got the same name. They ain't got the same address. How is they check going to the same place? And that's where she got caught up at. Anything that's being done electronically, you drawing reports off of all these different things. So when them people did their thing, they like, wait a minute now. We done been sending money to this account for employees.
Are we paying her twice?
Yeah.
Are we paying her twice?
That's what made them look into it.
Yeah.
She should have had that. She should have had that together, but you know. She got plenty of time to think about the next big scheme while she in jail.
Oh, she out already. She made bond. She out.
And she going to jail.
She, you know, I mean, she paid back that little fuck $1,600 to get back to him.
Okay,
you know.
Steal it from somebody else.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Speaking of stealing. All right, last week, I think it was July the 10th, maybe. Atlanta, Georgia.
An
armored truck was riding down 285. And one of the armored truck workers forgot to close the damn door, and money was flying out on the fucking highway. Money just flying out. So people jumping out their cars, stopping cars on the highway, jumping out, collecting money. And then they talk about, hey, you know, it's a crime to take this money, you know, turn it back in. Some people have actually showed up to turn some of the money in. So in this chaos, would you have pulled over on the side of the road, and if you're on the highway, you see money flying everywhere, are you stopping your car to get out to grab the money?
I ain't to that point in my life yet that I don't have bills. So if I see any opportunity to get some money that I don't think I got to pay back to nobody, I'm jumping out my car. I'm slowing down. I'm trying to see the safest way that I can do this, but I'm trying to see if I can get my hands on the bags.
Yes, I mean, it was just like bills, just...
And if it was like it was that, like, I would have had to get on the
podium. People were just like, it wasn't nobody fighting like that because it was enough money to go around. Like, it wasn't like it was
like,
only...
you ain't got to snatch mine.
Yeah, you ain't got to snatch mine. Look, it's all everywhere. Like,
and I would have been in the mist.
Yes.
I would have thought that was a blessing.
They said it was about almost $200,000.
Oh, yeah, I would have had me a good chunk of that.
Yes.
Then you telling me that the people waiting for us to be good Samaritans... being honest and bringing it back here, y'all ain't got a chance for me.
No, it's been a couple of the slow Negroes bringing it in.
What am I bringing back for? Money marked or something?
I know.
So if there's no way for me to have a problem, I am going to pay off some bills or something.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, hey, like I said, it as a blessing. I know the drug dealers in Atlanta got a lot of a boost in the economy. Over the past week.
Yeah, people had some good times.
Yes, sir. People call up, usually getting 3 5s, buying 7s and halves and ounces, and they like, whoa, what's going on? That damn money on it. Yeah, they say it was even to the point where people was coming back later, still searching that area, thinking it was more money, but they was like, no, ain't no more money. So we cleaned it up. Once the police got there, you know, they shooed everybody away, but a lot of people had already got off. Got their money. Just think about it. You riding down there, your gas tank looking low. You like, damn, bro, I hope I can make a couple more exits. And all of a sudden, you see this shit. You see money. Man, come on.
That's a blessing.
Yes! That is a blessing.
That's a blessing. Say one, the Bible said he would rain down manna from heaven. I would just be there to get it.
Yes.
I'm going to just be like, hey, different times, different blessings.
Hey, man.
I'm going to go and get mine. I'm going to just say, this is what was for me.
Yes.
It's got to be. Like, how are you going to justify saying, I'm going to give you back some money off the armored truck? The Armand Trump man need to get fired.
Oh, he's definitely fired. He is definitely 100% fired. You didn't close the door and you caused...
I mean, like, for real? You giving away the money? Mm-mm-mm. When we around here shooting, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna shoot a nigga if they roll up on you.
They said this shit just opened up.
This thing just opened and it's flying. I mean, how the money that loose in the back? It should be secure in there.
I guess the wind...
Even if the doors is open.
I guess once the wind comes in and...
All I can tell you, like I said, in my mind, if I saw money coming off of anything, an old lady car, I wouldn't go and tap on the window and say, ma'am, this bag fell off your trunk. No.
Hey, a buddy of mine one day,
I'm getting it.
He was, I think he parked his car somewhere, and on the back of a truck, it was like one of them little, you know, vegetable trucks, produce trucks, kind of like, and I guess it was nobody was in it. And then wasn't nobody around because he had parked his car late. He said there was a bank deposit bag and there were $5,000 on it. $5,000. I said, man, lucky dog. He turned that shit in. I said, nigga, you crazy in your motherfucking head.
I mean, like, I ain't got a chance.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't turn no shit in. I can't do it. I'm mm-mm. sorry.
I mean, like I said,
I'll turn your wallet in. I turn your wallet in, you know what I'm saying? Because I know how hard it is to get IDs, licenses, and shit like that. If I find somebody's purse, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get your purse. You're going to get your purse back. Now, your money going to be gone. Cash. Like, yeah, you got cash, credit cards. Money. I'm
you
not touching them.
That's electronic.
I'm not messing with none of that. But if you got any cash in your wallet and I find it, your purse, I'm taking it and I'm giving you your shit back.
Yeah.
And it's a person that if I lose my wallet, I'm assuming all my cash is gone. Just give me my wallet back with my cards and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? You know, most time I don't keep that much cash on me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm going to do something. But usually I'm going to do that. And you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, you get me for about 20 and under. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, I just, that would have been a great day. You know, somebody's school shoes probably got bought then. Like, you don't understand what somebody was going through when they seen that. And they, oh, man. 12 Cal, Be Easy, all our Atlanta listeners, let us know. Was you around? Well, I know Be Easy went around. He was upset about it. He said he had just missed it. He had already passed it.
Oh.
He had passed it already. So he was upset about that. He was sick to his stomach.
Yeah, I would have been upset about it.
Yeah, Be Easy was sick to his stomach about that shit. Yeah, he was sick to his stomach about that. So, yeah, man. So let us know. If you was part of it, man, call the voicemail. We will not reveal your number. Let us know if you picked up any money. Ruler myself. I don't know. That's Ruler myself a rich nigga. I don't know. He rich as fuck. He might not. He probably was like, peasants. I will not. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them.
No, I would have been out there.
Yes, I would have been. I mean, pulled over and everything.
Churn would have been in the car. Y'all better get
out here and get some damn money. What the fuck y'all niggas doing, man? This is y'all chance.
Yeah.
This y'all chance. Like, get all you can grab. And we get back in this car.
Quickly.
So, the crazy news is going on this week, man. You believe in aliens?
You know I don't.
You do not believe in aliens?
You know I don't.
How can you not believe in aliens?
Because I don't.
Why not?
It's fictitious.
How is it fictitious? So you feel like we're the only beings in the universe?
Yeah.
You really believe that?
I do.
Wow.
I mean, you can say what you want. I need proof. What you got?
What you mean?
You need
proof?
What you got?
We're here.
Okay. You got E.T.? You got his phone number? Did you phone him?
We've seen unidentified flying objects before.
When? Who?
Everybody's seen them. There's been stuff.
When you seen it? I ain't never seen
it. Look up. There's plenty of videos.
Videos. But I haven't had any encounters.
So you saying just because you haven't seen it,
exactly,
it's not real.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe you have a brain?
I know I have a brain.
You haven't seen it.
I know it's in there.
You haven't seen it.
But that doesn't.
You haven't seen it.
Okay, sir.
They could have been lying to us about having a brain.
I've seen brains in other animals.
Okay.
I've seen human brains.
Okay.
So therefore, because I've dissected many species, I know their brains, and I know the function for the brain. Mm. So I don't need to do that. Mm. But I don't know no aliens. Okay. I don't have no other.
I cannot believe that you think we're the only beings in the. Bridget, but you understand how vast the universe is.
Yeah, so they say.
So they say.
You been out of space? They ain't been nowhere.
They been out of space. They didn't.
They ain't been nowhere.
They didn't have satellites sent out there.
They throwing frisbees and what them things is. The little things that they have flying around, drones. They ain't been nowhere.
Man, they didn't
billions of dollars, billions of taxpayer dollars funding all kind of lifestyles. They have a
space station out there, the International Space Station.
That is doing nothing.
I mean, they building on it, and they doing something.
They ain't doing nothing. No, if my child was in Alabama the other day, and they ain't got no cell phone reception. So what's going on, y'all?
That's Alabama. You can't blame the world for Alabama's failures. No. Like,
so that's one spot on the map that ain't supposed to have
no
reception.
Yes, 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 yes. Alabama is that. Yes, they want it that way over there. You got to understand that is where they invented the toothbrush in Alabama.
It can be.
Yeah, it was. Because anywhere else would have been a teeth brush.
Whatever. Whatever, nigga.
So, you know.
I'm like, not the way them people be looking.
Yeah. But anyway, so shout out to all our listeners in Alabama, man. We really love y'all,
don't,
man.
Don't hurt nobody.
You know what I'm saying? We give people from Alabama a hard time just because their football team is so fucking good. So, fuck them. Anyway. So, speaking of aliens.
Yeah, speaking of aliens.
They are planning a rush on Area 51. You've heard of Area 51.
Only because I read the thing for the day.
Okay, so Area 51 is a restricted area. People think that the aliens are there, or that they have some kind of alien, because they have alien aircraft that has wrecked and everything, so they confiscated it and took it there is what everybody is.
Thanks.
Yes, well, you know, some people have said about it, but those people have disappeared. But let's get to the story. Are UFOs real?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Over a million people have pledged to find out. A Facebook event named Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us, has become an internet sensation. Even though the U.S. Air Force is strongly advising against it, more than 1.3 million people have signed up to attend the September 20th event in the Nevada desert, and an additional 1 million are interested in attending. Read, cowards. So here's the plan. As per the creator of the event, we will meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
Let's see them aliens.
Famous last words.
Exactly. Because I tell you what,
y'all forgot who the fucking president is.
Exactly.
And y'all try that nigga if you motherfucking want to. He will tell the military to shoot, gun y'all down, because he probably think all y'all are fucking liberals. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, this, I advise against this, because right now Trump is in office and he will shoot all of y'all down. I'm telling you now. So if you listen to this, do not storm Area 51. This is a bad idea, because, A, if y'all do, let's say y'all do make it inside the gates, the ones that don't get shot, where are you going? You don't know where you're going. They might have it goddamn inside a mountain somewhere. You don't know where you're going.
I mean, even if you do get there, what you think you're going to find? If you do find your little fucking aliens, what's going to happen? All I can tell you is, if the things say it's supposed to be 3 o'clock in the morning, y'all supposed to be running up in these people, please. If motherfuckers that can't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to their damn job, how the hell are you going to decide that you're just going to go and storm this area? Because y'all so, entertained by the idea of coming up on some UFOs or some aliens, that you really gonna waste your time doing this? You gonna travel to go somewhere to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning?
First of all, y'all giving y'all time and shit up. If you really gonna do this, why are y'all telling all y'all information online?
They giving it
y'all, your plan is gonna fail. If this is real, your plan is going to fail, because you're telling them we're meeting up at this spot at this time. We're going to do this. So you don't think the goddamn U.S. government got some laser beams for y'all motherfucking ass? They're going to try some new equipment on y'all motherfuckers.
And vaporize all of them.
What? Storm that gate if y'all motherfucking want to. They're going to be like, yo, we just spent $3 trillion on this little zapper. Let's see what it do.
Exactly. You got a whole study.
What?
Right on out there.
Niggas going to turn the fucking ashes out there. So I hope this shit is fake, and I hope it's just one of those little internet jokes, because if somebody really does try this, because if 1.3 million signed it, some of them ain't in on the joke. I'm going to be real with you. If it's a joke, somebody ain't in on it, and it's probably about 200,000-300,000 that ain't in on the joke.
And that's enough people.
And that's enough to go and be like, whoa, where is it? We know, and y'all going to get y'all ass slaughtered.
Exactly. So please, if you care about anybody, make sure they all account for on September 20th.
What? They going to have snipers. And then you black, you better not show up. They're going to shoot you at the meeting spot. They ain't even going to let you storm the gate. They're going to be like, they're going to see you as a threat. They're going to have a long-range sniper taking the black people out. Don't you show your black ass up there, please, black people.
Don't do that.
Let the white people have this one, okay? This day shit. Like, we can't waste, no. We don't need no soldiers wasted on no fuckery. Let the white people have this. Let them storm the gates. Let them try to find the aliens. And if they find the aliens, see, if white people find aliens, they going to corrupt the aliens.
Why are you saying that?
Because white people, that's what they do. They need white, they need more slaves. White people falling off. They need slaves. They like, yo, we sorry than a motherfucker, man. They like, oh, shit, bro. Like, niggas done caught up with them in 100 and some years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, like, mentally, we done caught up with them. So they like, yo, we need some more slaves. So if they find aliens, they have some more slaves. You know, then, you know, white people trying to get off of Earth anyway. They want to go live somewhere else.
Probably they can't go fuck up another planet.
That's what they want to
do. They not going to have it.
They want to find out. That's why they're like, yo, I think it's water on Mars. Like, why the fuck?
They don't need to go nowhere else.
It's too cold on Mars.
They done messed this up, so they need to stay right here. If anybody need to go somewhere else, we need to get a chance to go somewhere if it's somewhere to go.
I ain't going no motherfucker where. I'm staying in this motherfucker.
Hell, I mean, I ain't like if we going to live forever, so it is what it is. I'm good.
We might. So, anyway. So, yeah, so Queen Germ doesn't believe in aliens. King Germ knows there's aliens out there.
Yeah, because he's had encounters.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to tell nobody, but...
What, you had one of them touch you?
No, none of them touched me. I just had an encounter with an alien.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, man, it's sometimes people, like, you don't understand, aliens, like they said on Outkast song, alien can blend right on in with your kin, look again, because I swear I spots one every now and then. That's what Andre said.
Yeah, that's y'all niggas who be high.
No, what you
it
mean?
It don't be regular. That's just like
people. It be some people.
That's
that
why y'all like to be under the influence because y'all like to entertain them type of thoughts.
No,
it don't be regular people. Don't be encountering all that.
Yes,
regular when you people. Are sober on an everyday basis, on a majority of the days basis, you ain't having them type of feelings. You ain't having them type of sightings. It's not happening. That's what that is. Just drugs.
No,
so
them
people is high. Y'all seeing all kind of shit floating. That's called illusions.
It's not illusion when you meet somebody, you like, yo, this person, like I really believe Peter Wolf is a fucking alien. Like, I don't think he's...
He's not.
He's not human, bro.
He's human.
No, he's not. He's an alien, bro.
Something is just wrong.
He's from another planet. Like, that dude is not from Earth. I'm telling you. So, I am convinced that the P-Dubs is from... He's an alien.
He's not.
But, you know, so you went to storm the gate...
No, I mean, I wouldn't anything.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say we find out aliens real. How would that change your opinion on aliens?
It won't change my opinion on nothing because I'm not trying to hang with them.
You wouldn't want to chill with aliens?
So what?
Learn his culture or nothing like that?
I don't want to learn people's culture that I know are real.
Oh my gosh.
So what the hell I want to learn his culture for?
I mean, you know, he's from me. Tell you how it go in the intergalactic and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You know me, I ask him like, yo.
I'm sure you would, but I don't have no interest.
You know,
in
I can talk to anybody.
I know. That's why you're seeing flying saucers.
I'm not seeing flying saucers.
Because you high. That's why. It ain't shit out there.
Oh, man.
It just ain't.
It is. I hate to tell you.
I'm just saying, what have they done lately? Tell me, they over here celebrating the 50th anniversary of somebody going to the moon, but they hadn't done shit since.
Amen.
What have they done? They lied to us our whole life. Talking about Pluto. Then they come back and renege on that one and say that wasn't no damn planet.
Yeah.
So I don't trust shit they say. What? I don't know what's hanging on out there. All I can tell you is there is a God, there are some stars outside, there's a sun and a moon. That's it. Mm. I don't know what the hell else is out there.
Mm. You've seen other planets, though.
When?
It's sometimes during the year you can look at the sky and see Venus and Jupiter.
Where you see them at?
I seen them all the time.
When you're high.
No, you can go outside. Me and Juan. What do you think about eclipse and all that stuff like that? What you mean? That's
a solar eclipse.
Yes.
That's just the sun over the moon.
Okay, yeah. So you don't think there are any more planets in the
I mean, it can be solar system? It can be a whole lot of shit out there for all I know. But what I'm gonna tell you is this: until they can get some good solid proof, these pictures, that's the same shit. We made that shit over and over again. Every other year, you had to make a solar system thing. I don't know. They could have got real elaborate with the shit they put together and took some pictures.
You think
had some
round
good
or flat?
Fall. I mean, I know it's round.
Okay, just make sure.
Ain't nobody falling off or nothing.
Okay,
but all I can tell you is
it's an ice barrier. That's why nobody falls. They say it's a thick old thing of ice. What Antarctica is, it's this big old piece of ice around that keeps
okay.
us.
Okay, well, however, all I can tell you is it ain't flat. Yeah, but it ain't. I can tell you one thing is that they haven't done enough for me to be convinced. So if the space program is doing anything, like, what the hell is that doing? Like, what impact is that on me? Okay, so it is some people out there. Yeah. What are they doing for me?
Don't you want to learn how the Earth got here?
What are they doing? Well, how do you figure they know?
You got to study it.
Okay. But like I said, if this is all we know at 50 years after y'all put somebody on the moon, I ain't got another 50 in me. Chances are I'm going to be gone at best probably 90.
That's 50 years,
though. That's what I'm saying. At best. Mm. So chances are I may not have 50 years in me. Mm. So I don't know what type of stuff. But if you ain't did shit in 50 years, y'all ain't did nothing. If somebody got on the moon 50 years ago, why haven't y'all done some other shit? You should have come back with some real evidence in 50 years.
That's why we need the aliens. We need to know how do they travel from like here to there. That's what we need the aliens for, to know what y'all traveling with. How y'all traveling from this galaxy to this galaxy so fast. See, mm-hmm. with the engineering that we got now, it'll take us a lifetime times 10 to get across the solar system. But these guys are flying from galaxy to galaxy like... Mm-hmm.
Well, ask the aliens that you say you already seen.
That, I mean, but see, you know, that's the thing. I really believe like the government has a contract with the aliens. And they let them, you know, the aliens like, yo, we want to study y'all too. So, you know, they let them abduct a couple of niggas. Like, yo, you know, grab a nigga up, you know, every once in a while too. Go ahead, erase their memory though. You know what I'm saying? So they don't remember getting abducted.
So this is like Black Men in Black.
No. But, so sometimes, you know, they fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Don't erase somebody's memory. And the dude on TV talking like, yo, the aliens abducted me. This and that. Telling this story. And the government like, yo, what the fuck are y'all doing, man? We had an agreement. Like, you know what I'm saying? You keep it on the low. You know what I'm saying?
This sound like people who experiment with drugs.
This is the government, man. Once they find out. I'm trying to
tell you. Y'all need to, I'm like Stephen A. now. All
right.
Get off the weed.
I'm just telling you, man.
Get off the weed.
I'm just telling you. So look, keep your, we're not alone. We are not alone. Like Michael Jackson said.
You're never alone.
Let's move on.
You're never alone when you're high.
Let's talk about this crook. I was going to have my loser, but somebody took his place. This crook was running from the police. And is in Missouri. He got betrayed by his own backside, said the article. They said a Liberty Police Department officers over the weekend were searching vainly for a man wanted on a warrant. Charge of possession of a controlled substance, according to the Kansas City Star. The suspect might have gotten away if it hadn't been betrayed by his own, but it seems that the man let out a huge fart right at the wrong time, allowing officers to sniff out where he was hiding. Authorities said cops didn't release the man's identity. Why not? You gonna release this fake ass story? How are you gonna get caught by farting? And smelling it? Like, I mean, come on.
I mean, I thought it was loud or something.
That's what they did say loud.
That they had, and to me, like I said, it's just stupid. Anyway, you committing crimes and you hiding and running and shit, but you over here got so much of damn gas, you so excited and shit, and you got gas.
Oh my god!
And you over here passing gas to the point where the people done come and got you wrong.
You gotta fart while you running or something.
Something.
I mean, damn,
you done going to set still.
Set still and let one loose. Like that's gotta be the worst timing for a fart. Like, yo, man, I gotta let one go, but you hiding from the
hiding
under the deck. The cop probably didn't even see you. And he, oh, there you go. Yeah, hit him with the clapper or something.
Yeah, nah, bro, I can't.
Wow, so that's fucked up, bro. Have you ever ran from the police? No. Never.
I don't live that type of life, sir.
I mean, even as a youngster, you ain't never did nothing mischievous where the police might have been called on you and you had to run?
No.
There's nothing more exhilarating than running from the police. That's
I done been to some parties that been shut down by the police, but it ain't like the people told us. You didn't have to run because the people let you leave. So they just said, you know, y'all got to leave because the people call, y'all making too much noise, blah, blah, blah. So you just get your things and go.
I mean, one time we were sitting on the railroad tracks. We was all just about to roll up, start smoking some weed. And it was about seven of us. We were just sitting on the tracks. And a cop, he was going across the tracks. And I don't know if he saw us. I don't know. But one dude took off running. So we all just start hauling ass down the street.
Left the weed.
Left the motherfucking weed up there.
It's always about the weed.
had to go back up there. Realized cop wasn't chasing us.
But he just happened to be passing through.
Yeah, but it was just like that run. Like, you just got to see, like, oh, damn, that nigga got some wheels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Looking like, dang, you move pretty good.
But yeah, no. I never did anything that required the police.
So you've never been arrested before?
No. That's amazing. I've never been arrested before. Have you ever been arrested before?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. On some humbuggery. Like, some stupid shit. Like, I don't know. I guess I was high this day. Yes, this was.
Yeah, high. Oh, yeah. Okay. And drugs all have a part in this. Okay.
And I was walking out of the mall and I stole a hat going out of the door. And I had just got paid that day. So I told the man, like, listen, man, I paid for it. But he wanted to be a damn dick about it and, you know, wanted to call the police and shit, man. When the cops got there, we laughed about it. You know what I'm saying? Then the charges got dropped, man. I went to court for like one time and the charges got dropped. I think one of my, because I saw one of my teachers. He was like a cop. He was like, what are you doing here, man? I was like, man, Coach, I just did some dumb shit. He was like, oh, my God. And next thing I know, I ain't never had to go back to court for it again. And this shit was not on my record and nothing.
Well, that was God blessing you with something.
That was Coach Edwards.
Well, God me. Allowed Coach yeah. Edwards to see you. And therefore, was like,
what are you doing?
He looked out for you.
Yep. So, yeah.
Stop doing dumb shit.
Exactly. But, you know, I've been fortunate.
Yeah.
That's what we're just going to say that.
Yeah, I guess we'll say that.
Yes. Do we have any TV talk? Well, yeah, let's go ahead and end the TV talk. TV talk. Well, we finally caught up with Life After Lockup. And Queen Germ, what are your overall feelings on the show so far?
All them losers. I mean, when I tell you, like, you
okay, got let's the, start with Megan. Let's start with the throuple. Okay, America's well, favorite throuple.
Yeah, well, whatever you want to call them. For number one, Megan did some dumb shit. This is how you know you ain't.
What's her secret? That's her secret.
She finally gets out that the secret is that she messed with. She only kissed.
Flirted. No, she said she started with she flirted with his homeboy.
But then end up being that they kissed.
Then it ended up, so I sent him some pictures.
She sent him some pictures. So before you know it, they would have done had sex too.
Yeah, like.
So you wanted to get your get back.
Yeah.
But you, I mean, my thing is, like, what his name is? One of your favorite rappers.
Who?
Beyonce husband. Jay-Z said, Hope. You don't get a nigga back like that.
Yeah, you don't get a nigga back.
So, it's like, you mad with him, so you had the opportunity to mess with one of his friends, and you took the bait. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, if nothing else, like he said, you could have fucked with any other nigga.
Any other nigga.
But you fucked with a nigga that I know. That shit ain't cool. But, on the flip side, I get where she coming from simply because of the fact that you fucked up big time. You took the girl virginity.
Yep.
Then you let her know that you still married and then you got the woman pregnant a second time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't want to be with this lady for real, you could have been just in court trying to battle for the first baby.
Yeah.
You going to have another baby with her and then you got a nerve to have some morals now because I tell you that I messed with your homeboy.
Mm.
When you didn't think about none of my feelings when I was fucking around with you and holding you down while you was locked up. Meanwhile, you with this other broad who is your wife. But you talking to me about her like she don't mean nothing to you.
Mm.
She just your baby mama.
Mm.
So then she coming to me with some old bullshit. Your family acting stupid. I'm still dealing with them. I'm around here fucking you in cars and shit because your mama don't want me to come to her house. Your sister sitting out there like she the damn popo.
Day-day.
So she need a fucking life. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? I'm going through all these hoops and loops coming out of my city, going all the way over here to be with you.
Going to buy you Popeye's
Meanwhile,
chicken.
Exactly.
We having dates in the driveway.
And giving you head and shit.
He requested. I hope she ain't sucked that man
she
dick.
She probably did before. That's the reason why he could ask for something like that.
In the driveway. Like, Day-Day standing right there. You can't be sucking that man dick right
It don't
there.
Matter. Day-Day sucking dick too.
So, yeah. So then, you know, so that was the big secret. And Michael all in his feelings. And
he need to get over it.
Yeah. And then, you know, Sarah, she's about to go into labor and get induced, rather.
And she annoying, too.
Yeah, she just look horrible. She looks horrible. Like, yeah. She look like spoiled milk, bro. Like,
oh,
hey,
my goodness.
I'm talking about, man, she looks horrible, man. Y'all got
to. She does look bad. And then the
first of all, she already looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid. She had that Cabbage Patch Kid face.
She does.
And then it's like, once she got pregnant, she just swole up and, man, it's just like typical white baby mama, bro. Like,
yeah,
I'm just
no
gonna,
good looking
yeah,
at
just
she not looking,
you know,
good at
like,
all.
Mm, sad, sad. So, you know, that was all for them. Clint and Tracy. Yes,
okay.
I was saying both their names
together.
I know,
and you kept doing it. It's the
yes.
week. But
whatever.
Tracy finally met his mama. His mama wasn't pleased because it was an hour and a half, so late.
Yeah, 75 minutes.
To be exact, I guess.
Yes.
So, an hour and 15 minutes.
She harped on
it. Yes, she did. And then the daddy went on and left and went on back to work. He couldn't wait any longer because they were late. And so, they ate brunch with the mama and the lady. You know what I'm saying? She reluctantly went ahead and met the bro, but she wanted to know that you got a lot of making up to do and you got to get yourself together.
And she ain't with the hard drugs.
Yeah, she's just one thing I don't like to say. I hate anything, but I hate
hard drugs.
Yeah, so she's saying
whatever hard drugs
y'all can
is.
Drink your liquor, smoke your cigarettes, but all the other things, y'all and y'all illegal substances, y'all got to let them go. But, yeah,
so that was all their storyline. So they on their way to Vegas. You know, she's about to be out for probation, and I'm pretty sure
they're going to do some hard drugs.
Yes, hard drugs is on the menu, so I can't wait to see that train wreck. Then we have Marcelino and Brittany. Basically, Brittany went out with her homegirl, Sasha, because Sasha's about to go to...
Facing time.
Yeah, she's facing time for her role in whatever crime. You know, all her friends are fucking felons. So, yeah, she was just a getaway driver. Not really getaway, but the driver
she
in a double or quadruple. It was something bad.
Some kind of murder.
Yeah, multiple murders. You know what I'm saying? So, she's facing 10 to 30 years. So, you know, they went out, got drunk, you know, because it's been the last time they probably going to get to hang out because, you know, they can't be, you know, around felons and shit like that. So, you know, then she comes home late. Marcelino, he's upset because she came home late and she took an Uber and he's mad because, you know, Marcelino just want to be her daddy and everything. Like, the military got his head fucked up and he want to control her and all that. And he just start little bullshit ass arguments sometimes. And I'd be like,
he lame as fuck.
Yeah, man. It's just like, Marcelino, you 40, you got a little young girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got you old damaged like a pound puppy. You know what I'm saying? So you feel like you know what I'm saying? It's like when you get a dog from the rescue thing, man. It's just
I mean, and then my thing is they still got their ways.
Yeah.
So you want her to cut off everybody from her past simply because of the fact that
you did rescued something for her. You rescued her.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, you went and rushed this whole thing. You could have been playing with her. Y'all ain't have to get married. Y'all ain't had to have no kid. So if she did go back to prison or she did get in some trouble, shit, you can wash your hands of the situation. Yeah. Now you got a whole baby from the girl. And you trying to take her kid from the daddy. So you trying to do a whole, you speedballing. So your drug of choice is her. Yeah. But at the same time, you going way too deep for something that you don't seem to really care too much about. Exactly. It's like, you just want to control her and she's not turning over her freedom for you with this foolishness.
Dang. And then, you know, lastly we had Scott and Lizzie. Lizzie showed
not
up.
Not last, but yeah.
That is last.
No, it ain't. Lamar and the morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then next we got Scott and Lizzie because, you know, Lizzie shows up to Scott's door. Scott's homegirl's there. Lizzie thinks it's his old girlfriend, Jasmine, but, you know, Scott then moved on. He's single now. And Scott goes from being almost having a backbone to being a straight up bitch when Elizabeth come around. He called her Elizabeth now. It ain't Lizzie no more. And I was just like, Scott, man, you need to leave that girl alone. You was
she in a betrayal.
Yeah, you was seeing, you was almost out the damn tunnel, nigga. And you know, you can see the light now. You fuck around with that girl, it's gonna be over for you, Scott.
She's gonna be broken.
Yeah.
Man.
She came in there hitting him and, oh, I didn't have sex with her. Oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. You ain't had sex with Lizzie either, motherfucker.
Exactly.
So it's like, nigga,
and you spent a whole lot of money.
Hell yeah. So it's just like, don't be like that, Scott. Don't be like, so leave her alone, man. So I hope Scott, she said she's going to take Scott on a date and she's paying. So he all excited about that. See, that's how you got ladies. When you're tricking these niggas, you got to spend a little bit on them. You know what I'm saying? To keep them, you know what I'm saying? Because they in there and see like, oh, well, it ain't that bad. Like, I done spent $2,000 on her. She bought me a 4 for $4 that night. I was really hungry.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she.
I thought you were going to at least let the nigga get a little bottle of cologne.
Oh, no. See, they strategically know when the nigga birthday is. If they going to fuck with, oh, when your birthday? Oh, it's coming up. Nah, I ain't going to fuck with you. Nigga! That's what the girls be doing, niggas.
Whatever.
When they find out when your birthday, they curb you, so they ain't got to buy you nothing.
There's some real good girls out there.
There's some good real niggas out there, too.
But it's just a lot of trifling ones in between.
Exactly. So, Scott, leave her alone, man. Let's move on. We got a question from the nation today.
Question from the nation. What they say.
Now, I would like to know, would you slap your parents for money?
No.
No way.
No way.
So, $1,000, slap your daddy.
No.
$10,000, slap your mama.
No.
$100,000 slap your mama.
No. It's something I can't do.
$1 million slap your daddy.
Mm-mm.
$100 million slap your mama.
Mm-mm.
$500 million to slap your daddy.
I can't.
$1 billion to slap your mama.
It's something that I can't do. I cannot do that. That's just something in me that I just.
So you telling me $1 billion, you can smack your mama?
No, I can slap you.
Nigga, no. You what? Nigga, yeah. I would slap you.
For
some money. Yes, I would. Bridget, listen. Excuse me. Doc, listen. Excuse me. Queen Germ, listen. I would slap all three of them for the right price. I would be like, listen, babe, I love you. Listen, I love you. And then I would...
No, you would not slap me.
Look, I'd pap your ass out.
Whatever, nigga.
I'm telling you. Man,
and you said as low as $1,000. $1,000?
$1,000? No. It had to be something like, you know, where, you know what I'm saying?
Because you're going to have to give me some real money.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like, you know, $100 mil, I light your ass up. I'm talking about,
really?
Bow. I'm talking about,
you enjoying the thought.
No, I'm just,
too much.
$100 mil, baby, we'll be good forever. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. That's all you had to take for us to win. Like, that's like... Like they'll tell me like they don't hey. Like
you look like you would do it for $10,000.
No, heck no.
I know you would.
No, I wouldn't. I like Juan ass up for $10,000.
For real? Not my child.
Yes. Yes. You give me $10,000 Prince Jerm getting laced. You know what I'm saying? But you and Boozy, y'all got a high price. You know what I'm saying? Like Boozy's gonna take about
And you would hit her, because she'd be scarred for life. Ain't enough money to get her through.
I'm like, look this way. I'm like, look over there. Yeah.
No.
What happened? Boozy, you never understand what happened. Somebody threw a rock. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Moving right along, because you done thought about this too good.
Oh, my God. So
all I can tell you is no.
But listen,
no and hell no. So who you slapping? Because you ain't slapping me.
I mean, what? Listen. Who I gotta slap? And if whatever the price is right, who I gotta slap? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm not gonna touch it. So you slapping your mama?
If the price is right. Like Bob Barker said.
Woo!
Give me.
What, I'm gonna give you a price?
I thought you was gonna run a price list down. That's what I'm.
No, I'm saying much like, what would it take? $1 million?
Oh, nah, more than a million.
I mean, $10 million? People, you gonna do all that? Nah. I mean, you act like you knocking niggas out, like you killing them or something.
Ten might be the start, the base. Like, yeah, like
$10 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Cause I know the kids asked me one day talking about if somebody gave me I think they might have said $100,000, would I eat some dog food? And I was just like.
Yes.
I eat some dog food for $1,000.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't like the stuff we feed this dog here.
No, I don't know if Kim's, you know.
I'm like, I think I can handle it. I
saw
it.
That video, that dude, he had picked up a dead roach, and the dude in the barbershop was like, I give $500. That nigga said, what? $500? Hey, that man said, out. He chewed that roach. Man, ate that roach so quick. I said, damn. Like, and I was like, damn. You know, the funny part about it, he had a shirt that said, like, money and had everything on it, so money over everything. I was like, that nigga wasn't playing. That nigga ate that roach so quick, boy. Like,
shit. He wasn't trying to hear it.
Yes, sir. So, shout out to him.
I mean, I'm just saying, shoot, it's some stuff that you can do. Not me. Like I said, the way I feel about my people, I can't slap nobody. But
yeah.
I understand.
Siblings?
Yeah.
You could do that for somebody?
Yeah, I can slap my siblings.
Oh, okay. What about, like, so, okay, so
yeah, move right along.
Funny,
I got four. Well, I go down the line.
Well, we're gonna do the keep 100 before we do the music break. What's your keep 100? Got keep 100?
I ain't got no keep 100.
She ain't got no keep 100. I got to keep 100. My keep 100 is, I understand what Jermaine Dupri was saying.
100.
Okay, I know what he was trying to get at, but he just conveyed it wrong. What he was saying was, you only hear the rappers that talk about stripper music. That's what he wanted to say. Like, they don't promote the rappers that you know, all the other female rappers that don't do that. And, you know, that's not a problem with, you know, Jermaine Dupri. That's a problem with the damn industry. Because y'all got to understand, that they are saying what's hot. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days when hip-hop wasn't the main genre, you know what I'm saying? We was little outlaws. Now that outlaw shit gone, we are, like, everybody jumps on the hip-hop thing now. So, you know, that's what you got to look at. And we just not... We're not promoting all the other dope female MCs out there that should be getting promoted. So that's on the consumer. That's on the business that's pushing out the ladies that's only making this stripper music that he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody, you know what they're talking about, you know? And so I understand what Jermaine was saying, and I just think he said it wrong.
Okay.
So how you feel about, you know, like ladies
in rap? I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, like people is even anything. Most of these things have been male dominated for centuries, decades, whatever. And at the end of the day, when you are a woman into those arenas, it's a higher price to pay. So they want to degrade you, demean you, whatever. So therefore, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta play to their rules. Mm. And in most cases, that's what it is. I mean, even in my field, you got men who feel like they're the only ones who's supposed to be in the top ranking positions. Like, yeah, you could do the little side shit. You could do the little whatever to get a little bit of attention. But at the end of the day, they're not giving you no play if you ain't doing what they want you to do.
Mm.
So, I mean, it happens all the time still. And so I don't see why the music industry is any different. So I think he is correct in what he is saying.
Yeah, he's just saying, like, you know, that's what they only, you know, gets promoted is that type of music. So,
and again, that's because people want to be able to sway how you view women, and they want to keep it looking, you know what I'm saying, looking bad as if that's what women are for. They're supposed to just have babies, entertain men. Meanwhile, you know, you're not ever giving them the opportunity to be in that key position to say, these are women issues, these are things we want to talk about. Instead, just do whatever gets a nigga.
Well, we need a hit. What we they need want. A hit. We need a hit. So yeah, so that's my keeping 100. Music break. Song of the week. Do you have a song of the week?
I do have a song of the week. My song of the week is none other than Conqueror by Estelle. I want to shout out that for my members of the squad, the young ladies who have been harassed and degraded and demeaned by y'all president. And so it's just a little bit of encouragement to let them know to keep on fighting. We got people out here who know that they doing a good job and know y'all ain't got nowhere to go back to. Y'all from the U.S. And that's it. So, Conqueror by Estelle.
Okay. Who's not from the U.S.?
Yeah, we lifting up women. Okay. It don't matter where you from. We in this together.
My song of the week is... I was watching this little documentary about a little brother they did for the North Carolina arts thing or something like that. And it just got me so inspired because I seen how, like, they were showing, you know, it was only 11 minutes long, but I wish it was like 2 hours, like a rule of my, I mean, like a Rick James bitch wanted to watch, you know, like he said, like I could have watched like 2 hours of that just to see how they came together. And man, it was fucking dope. So my song of the week is Can't Let Her by Little Brother off of their Separate But Equal Gangsta Grill album, you know what I'm saying? So that's my song of the week.
I still love it though. Never I say I could never turn my back, I would never walk away. We done built this thing from the flow to the ceiling. When other niggas bullshit it, who be really feeling? Who be really killing them slow? You been there every little step, so I take it you know. From them nigga Roni Mills to them six-figure deals, we still trucking when the weather get chill. Cause most niggas bail at the first sight of stress. I take it all straight to the chest. I ain't all wrapped in being your best. I just wanna be here. I see how you dispose niggas year after year. And my worst fear is you being, I'm not seeing, yo, that'll drive a nigga insane. Imagine waking up every morning in pain. Not the kids, so we working on our love thing. It's been so many days I tried and it's been so many nights I cried, but I can't let her go, I can't let her. I can't let her go, I can't let her. It's been so many times I prayed she pack her shit and go away, but I can't let her go, I can't let her. I can't let her go, I can't let her. I'm still singing. Them dog tags on stage, they still swinging. And even when they try to go hard at us, I'm Joe Clark, status hat low, still leaning. The head nigga in charge is still dreaming of an industry where hot shit's rewarded and dope shit's recorded and dumb shit's ignored. And I sold my heart to the world, nobody bought it. And every
body made a beeline. Quick to say that LB was on the decline. Hold up, rewind. Wasn't it just a year or so ago when we was them same niggas that everybody was behind? But that's how it is when you dealing with the evil. Get a little status and they think you too regal. That's the nature of people. Why you think motherfuckers like to feed pigeons but try to shoot eagles? And if you too feeble, you won't make it. I admit, sometimes I thought about walking away from this bitch. Cause we've been fucking around for too damn long. But she too damn young, and I'm just too damn grown. And it feels like she laughing at me. I can't be mad cause she wanna shake a Laffy Taffy. I could've took my degree and used my business savvy, but won't do cause I am so happily unhappy with you. I can't love her.
It's been so many days I tried and it's been so many nights I cried, but I can't let her go. I can't let her. I can't let her go. I can't let her. It's been so many times I pray she pack her shit and go away, but I can't let her go. I can't let her. I can't let her go. I can't let her.
Yo, I had to take some maternity leave so I could just chill and get away from my problems. Took time to kick it with the wifey and the newborn, but I'm right back to postpartum stardom. Right back to all the fans and the stalkers who keep my rhymes buried deep down in their conscience so they can go and spit it front row at the concert. I swear, this rap shit is a monster, but I can't go.
It's been so many days I tried and it's been so many nights I cried, but I can't let her go. I can't let her. I can't let her go. I can't let her. It's been so many times I prayed she pack her shit and go away, but I can't let her go. I can't let her. I can't let her go. I can't let her.
Nigga, what you know about that? It's another one. Soul Control, and the beginning. Nobody like me. Like, right here, so loud, so clear. And this joint right here, nigga.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down. Going in circles, trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out. Where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all made mistakes.
All right, man, we back. Hope you enjoyed the music. Winners and loser time. Do you have any winners or losers?
Yes, I'm going to say my winner is the Megatron participants.
Winner!
I got some real good laughs and things from those videos. Many of those videos were done in cars. hopefully y'all were being responsible while recording. But I really enjoyed it. I think Nicki Minaj got her work cut out for her to see who the winner's going to be. But people brought their A-game. Most of them did. And I really enjoyed it. I like that type of challenge.
I
guess. Ain't nobody got to take their clothes off and do all kind of old crazy shit. But some of them came close.
Yeah, exactly. my winner was this girl who's turning like 25, 26 years old. So her 25, yeah. Her parents went to Walmart to get her a cake. And she wanted a Moana cake. The Disney character, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Walmart worker, you know, they getting $15 an hour, you know what I'm saying? He sees a 25-year-old, here's Moana. Oh, okay, so she want a marijuana cake.
Winner!
He makes her a cake with a pot leaf on it and all that great little, you know, weed head designs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the cake ain't look like that's where it come from, but...
What you mean? Oh, where did it come from?
It came from Dairy Queen, but it ain't look like a Dairy Queen cake
either. Oh, damn. Dairy Queen. That dude went all out then. So, you know, my bad, not Walmart, Dairy Queen. So he's not getting $15 an hour. He's only getting like $7, $8 an hour. You know what I'm saying? So he's allowed to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So
he's not.
So shout out to them for getting the marijuana cake. Cake looked pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
I'm mad that they had something to put on it.
Hey, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
That's all I got.
It's 2019. You know what I'm saying? There are Dairy Queens in Colorado and California. So, you know.
I guess. I guess
they got them for everything, you know? I'm pretty sure they got
but
a pink.
But I mean, the family thought it was cute, so.
Yeah.
They paid for it. They took it home and they ate it.
Yeah, they offered them a refund and all that. And they was like, huh? No, it's cool, man. We actually loved it.
Exactly.
It was great. It was a great laugh. We said Moana. Exactly. He got marijuana.
Any pictures for that one.
Yeah, so shout out to them. Those are my winners. Losers. You got any losers?
Yeah, my loser today is Ron Bell.
Loser.
He is currently in custody in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's a suspect in the killing of a civil rights leader, Miss Sadie Roberts Joseph. Now, he was supposed to have been a tenant in one of her properties. Now, the report states that he owed her $1,200 in rent. So, I'm thinking maybe 1 or 2 months. They say several months have gone by and he was behind. So, even if this lady was charging you $400 a month, you 3 months behind. So, you done took it upon yourself, kill her, put her in your trunk or in a trunk of a car. Mm. So, they used their resources. They were able to find him. And now he's currently in custody awaiting his trial. But my thing is, you telling me somebody was that good to you and your community. And this is how you thank her.
Was he black?
By killing her. And he looks retarded. But yeah.
Might be a setup.
She's black too.
It might be a setup.
Why'd you say that?
Pick some nigga to kill tonight, you know.
Put it somebody on. Who doing good in the neighborhood.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand, like, yeah, getting rid of her, if they needed somebody to take the fall, why not get a black person to do it? And that way it creates tension.
And, yeah, you know, I mean, it could
and
be they,
and the police could have knocked off because she was a you know, her voice.
Somebody, so gotta, yeah. You know, I mean, it you know, could be. But he looked crazy, so it's not surprising.
Pin it on him because he looks crazy.
He looks crazy, so.
Exactly, so yeah. So
but who your loser is?
My loser is...
Loser.
This every Friday for the past 3 or 4 Fridays, I have received a call from an inmate in an Alabama prison. At first, I thought it was somebody calling Queen Germ because she has a thing for prisoners. I don't understand what she has for inmates. You know, it is what it is. But, so he calls and he asks for Shay. And I was just like, maybe that's what Queen Germ told her name was. And I said, hey, bro,
possible.
I didn't answer the first time because I was like, I don't know nobody in the 334 area code. So then the next Friday, get a call again. I was like, yo, so I hit up, yo, can I speak to Shay? I was like, oh, you got the wrong number. Click up, hung up. Next time he called again, can I speak to Shay? I said, listen, bro, you got the wrong number. Boom, hung up. Fourth time he called, hey, can I speak to Shay? I said, listen, man, I'm be honest with you, bro, man, you got the wrong number. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, well, I guess I need to take this number off my list, huh? I said, yeah, man, I think you should, bro, because, you know, ain't no Shay over here, dog. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that if I would have been, like, 6 months younger, I would have been like, yo, bro, like, just be real with months. You. to be real with you, bro, I ain't feeling you calling my old lady, bro. This ain't working. I really made him feel bad because, you know, he in jail, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, technology these days, man, you know, niggas will show up at your door on some bullshit. So I left it alone. I was the adult, and I just let him, you know, have an understanding conversation that, you know, whatever number you think you're dialing the wrong number. You know, you've been calling me. You know, I know you probably missed out. You scared. Somebody else is piping your old lady down. You ain't talked to her. You just like, you don't know what's going on. So, man, so, yeah, you're my loser guy. Yeah.
I mean, and my thing about that is you acting like the person was doing you some harm by calling. And then, I mean, for you to push that on my plate to be like, oh, no, there must be somebody looking for you. Nigga, I know what my damn phone number is. I don't need to give your number to somebody.
I'm just saying, you might have, you know, accidentally sent him the wrong one. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
No, if you say so, bro.
You know, but yeah. Shout outs, you got any shout outs?
And you know I do, baby. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Cuz I Said So podcast, and the Lunch Crew. And anybody representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Represent my city, knuckle.
Thank God that's over with. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, Peppy J from Be More, RT3, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, got Mr. Wash, fucking disrespectful motherfucking MJ, K-Law, we got light-skinned Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard in Boston, Sleazy, Rod Jones, we got Mr. Talker TV, we got the Good Brother 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Podcast, we got anybody else to fuck with the kid, long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Amazing App. Anybody else, man. I mean, you know, it's hot. We about to call it a show. We enjoyed. Don't forget, call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Hit the Patreon up. Little as a dollar. That's all it costs. But other than that, man, we out this bitch, man. So it's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ. Buy a fucking t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to get a shirt. Thank y'all for listening to the episode 362 of the Frocast. Don't forget, man, come back next week. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com